Okay, Carol Muskrip is up next.
One of a kind. I went because I admired her spirit and wanted to see how she could express it in dancing with her constant companions. Her arms slid into the silver sleeves of crutches. Would she dance in silver shoes? What would her costume be? I had never been to PB before, but I finally found the tiny restaurant where the dance recital would happen. I peered into the glass front of the place and could see groups of people. I walked in and was hoping for a cup of coffee, but it was a strangely organized European restaurant that took meal orders at a little podium. So I sat down at the untended bar and took a deep breath, glad I had been able to arrive before the show started. I was very early, so I could sit quietly in the shadows and watch all the younger dancers from 5 into teens stretching, babbling excitedly in pairs or practicing steps in their silver and pink tutus, some of the younger ones in elf costumes. The tall dancers, the teenage girls, were critiquing each other. They looked somber and sophisticated in black leotards and skirts. I was carried away by a memory of Mrs. Sensenbaugh, my childhood dance teacher, who taught me pas de bourrée. I still remembered my recital dress of pink satin with silver rickrack trim and sequins all around the neckline. In a reverie of longing to stretch my legs and become a dancer, suddenly someone was at my side. She was here, with her rosy cheeks, deep blue eyes, and long, perfect blonde hair. "Thanks for coming," she exclaimed as she gave me a hug. "Was it hard to find?" "No, no, it was easy," I lied. "It's going to start soon. I'm the last act, but I'd better go get ready." She picked up her two tote bags and waved to me as she disappeared into the dressing room. All of a sudden, there was a loud thump, thump on the floor. The dance teacher, a dark-haired, curly-headed woman with a muscular figure, brought the small audience of friends and family to silence. After all the little girls danced and pranced their hearts out and the adult students showed their sophisticated skills, it was Jennifer's moment. "We have a very special dancer for you this evening." And out she came to the center of the stage with an ecstatic smile on her face, embracing the whole audience. And then, against all odds, she pushed down on her crutches to stabilize herself, and her feet began a volley of tapping that astounded us all. The teacher danced with her, circling. Sometimes Jennifer offered her a crutch, and they pulled back and forth between them. Our star was wearing black pants to the mid-calf, showing off her fine dancing legs. A flowing pink print blouse made her look light-hearted as she moved across the stage, tracing every step with a tap, tap, forceful rhythm. Beautiful dancer.